Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 27th of May 2011. All of the technology news from the previous, I don't know how long, in around 5 minutes. So a report issued by Ofcom has said that O2's broadband speed is not very good. It's one of the nippiest on the whole networks, but it's still the best of the bad bunch, according to Ofcom. Everyone is a pile and an absolute turd rolled in glitter. One of the troubles that we've got is the fact that 3G coverage areas are pretty patchy anyway. Speeds at best came to around 1.5 megabits per second on download, and that meant a web page took around 8.5 seconds to download and show, and even in good coverage areas the speeds went down to about 2.2 seconds for a download of a page. But if you were between 8 to 10pm at night on peak hours, then you could forget that. That was going to be even worse. I've got an HSDPA MiFi from 3, and the best I can get at the moment is about 3.2 megabits per second. I've had 4.8 out of it, but they reckon it's up to 7.2. Never had 7.2. Utter ripoff. Google Wallet for Android launched yesterday if you've got an Android phone, most notably the Nexus S, and you live in America because it's not going to go anywhere else, then you can have near-field communications pay your bills for you. There's a lot up in the air about it, and lots of questions were raised last night on The Big Show about how it's going to be implemented and what the current effect could be on it. But they've taken a step in the right direction. PayPal? Don't think so, because ePay and PayPal, their subsidiary, are suing Google. Apparently, PayPal filed a suit yesterday against Google in California Superior Court, and they alleged that former executives were used by Google to steal technology in order to make them get away with the payment system. That's really bad. A whole list of executives are listed in the story on Engadget, and it doesn't look good for Google. The celebrations could be off. Amazon launched the Mac Download Store as well. 250 titles are instantly available. There's something around 50 games in there too, and it looks pretty good. It could be very cheap software for you if you pick the right thing. One thing that's nice is you've got Office for Mac on there, which isn't on the Apple Store, and also you've got Adobe Photoshop Elements, which is a great purchase, and the price seems quite decent. It's only available in the US though, so why do we care? All in the garden is not rosy for Apple, it would seem, with the Mac Defender malware issue. It seems that the people that have got the scareware have actually released a new variant of it, which means that you do not need the admin credentials to get the downloader to start, but you still need to click Next and OK to get it to go through. Also, there are some short-term fixes which have been issued by Apple, and unfortunately, apparently, they've been bypassed as well as, so it's not good. And Apple have also been looking at AMOLED screens, apparently, for iPad 3. Tim Cook went out to Samsung and saw them to talk with the South Korean firm about provision of new screens for the new iPad 3 when it comes out. AMOLED's super crystal clear, but it hasn't got the best reputation for use outside. That might not be the right idea, come on. Flixster is going to offer cloud streaming for your DVD collection. Here's how it works. It allows users to upload their DVD collections to the cloud so that they can stream them wherever they want. The Time Warner-owned movie listing site aims to provide a Google Music for movie services, apparently, according to an article on TechRadar. That could be fantastic, and if Time Warner's behind it, it could be stunning. Chief Financial Officer John Martin told investors, upload your existing physical DVDs and have the ability to access them at multiple devices anywhere you want, and have the ability to manage your collection with social aspects as well. Go in, have friends see what movie collections they have, and see who's been watching those films. What a great idea. Well done, Time Warner. Asus is releasing a new tablet. What's quite interesting about this new tablet is that a phone is going to dock within it. So if you want online connection, instead of having to do tethering, what you do is you just take your phone and shove it into a slot on the pad, and it automatically then dials into the internet for you. It's a great idea. There's not a lot of details because actually there's a big event coming up at Computex, so you'll have to wait till that for the real McCoy. Now, I don't often see keyboards come out on the market that make me feel like I want to ditch my Apple keyboard, but one's come out this morning that really does make me want to do it. It's the Wow Keys keyboard from Omnio. What it lets you do is take your iPhone and actually physically dock it into the keyboard. There's a space available for it. There's no keypad, of course, but the good news is if you take Mobile Mouse Pro or some other similar kind of similar trackpad-like application from the App Store, then it means that you've got a trackpad built right into your keyboard. The things are $100, which, okay, that's a little bit pricey, but I'm not too bad with it. I'd buy it. If they want to send me one for review, I'd be very happy. Thank you very much. And finally, Find My iPhone goes horribly wrong. Really badly wrong. In New Jersey, a youth baseball umpire, Carl Ippolito, apart from being charged with having a ridiculous name, has been charged with assault. The reason is he lost his iPhone, so he used his son's iPhone to track it down. He then followed it back to where the signal said it was and saw Brent Johnson, 27, chatting on an iPhone. Presuming that it was his iPhone, he asked him if he could have it back. Johnson moved away because he was in the middle of a phone call, so Ippolito grabbed him and punched him and cut his chin. Unfortunately, the iPhone was where Ippolito had left it back in the baseball stadium, and he hadn't gone far enough. Oh dear, dear. He's now been convicted of assault. Well done, so he should be. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back at 11 o'clock this morning with the photo show, and we'll be back again at 1 p.m. with the Mac show. And then we're back with Bagel Tech Unexplained, which could go anywhere. So you'll have to come and have a listen and see what the show's about, because I don't know myself at the moment. Big show was done last night, so tough if you're coming back for that at 10 o'clock. So you can go down the pub tonight, or you can get to bed early. Won't that be useful? We'll be back on Monday, Wednesday and Friday of next week with all the technology news from the previous 48 hours. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.